My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now director of the Regulatory Action Center at FreedomWorks. We want to get his reaction to the Federal Communications Commission voting on Thursday to repeal what's known as net neutrality. Those are internet regulations put in place by the Obama-era FCC in 2015. And Ken, thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, good to be with you, Greg.
Very different reactions. I took some snapshots of what I saw on the internet and on TV. Here is CNN's lower third of the screen. A party line vote ends rules designed to keep internet open and fair. Associated Press, the FCC votes on party lines to undo sweeping Obama-era net neutrality rules that guaranteed equal access to the internet. So what exactly happened today?
Well, first of all, those folks obviously don't need to know what they're talking about to put out what they call news. What happened today is the internet was returned to the state of light regulation, and the word light was used by Congress, you know, the people who write the underlying laws for this stuff, way back in the 90s, that it had for its entire life up until 2015. So I would challenge any of the conspiracy theorists on the left to identify one thing that was impaired before 2015 that was suddenly fixed by those regulations or in the whole 2 years since then, that is now suddenly imperiled again. And the answer is they can't. But what has been provided is certainty of the freedom of the internet again. And so what we have seen indications of since the Obama administration made it clear all the way back to 2010 that they wanted more regulation was that investment in the internet began to drop. And now we're talking here hundreds of billions of dollars because the internet doesn't just exist, Greg. It has to be built. And the government didn't build it. Private entities built it. And it's expensive to build. And so what the Obama administration was trying to do was to tell people who built pieces of the internet what they could and couldn't do with their own property. Well, if that's your option, are you as likely to build stuff if the government's going to tell you what to do with it? Of course not. And that's exactly what began to happen as the Obama administration just indicated they were going to regulate. That's before they even began the regulation. So we were freed from that with Chairman Pai's proposed and now adopted freeing of the internet. The actual freeing of the internet from government. The leftists wanted, they believe freedom comes from government. I don't think they've read their basics. But that's the difference in the two sides here. And America's going to be better off. And look, when people, consumers, for instance, are preyed upon on the internet, the FTC is still there and state attorneys general, something I know about, are there to police fraud and that sort of behavior, whether it's on the internet or not. And that opportunity still exists.
So what you're saying is that for the most part, this is a matter of who you trust more, the government or private industry. And you're saying that there's a safety net there. So there's no gouging in case there's some sort of monopolistic opportunity for one of the ISPs.
Well, that's exactly right. And look at all the options for ISPs. I mean, your phone company is delivering you internet service now. Your TV company makes it available. You can get it via satellite. You know, the ability to capture market share here and with no one else having any option to close in on you is doesn't exist anymore because of the technology. Now, government can stick its nose back in again and create closed markets. You know, it's interesting with all the misinformation out there that, you know, some of the congressmen, for instance, Congressman Fortenberry of Nebraska, he's out there saying, oh, you know, this is bad stuff. We don't want to free the internet. We want to create competition. Well, when he was a city councilman back there in Lincoln, Nebraska, he voted to give near monopoly status to Time Warner and others content providers. So these guys are talking out of both sides of their mouth. And mind you, Fortenberry's a Republican, so I'm not being partisan about it. There are people who have managed to be wrong about this on both sides. Thankfully, we're going to have years of experience with out this Obama-era regulation in place, and people are going to see, oh, wow, lo and behold, productivity is going up, more access, more opportunities, more products available. That's just going to be the reality over the next few years.
I realize, Ken, that in recent years, our politics have become far more polarized and more intense, but usually in a policy debate, especially something as wonkish as this, you present the arguments and you go about the debate. What do you make of the hysteria to the point of where people, I just saw on Twitter, people are publishing the chairman's address online so people can do who knows what? And then the headlines I mentioned. Why did we get to this point?
The explosive racism and threats and everything else. And look, the FCC had to clear the space today because they had a security threat. I mean, violence is acceptable to many on the left to achieve their political goals. Let me say that again. Violence is acceptable to many on the left to achieve their political goals. And those goals always involve more government control and power.
So is this likely to be something that ping-pongs depending on which party controls the White House and then ultimately, usually, controls the FCC? Or do you think we'll see over the next 3 years that this hasn't ended the world?
Well, for instance, Marsha Blackburn, who chairs the relevant subcommittee in the House that deals with this, came out and said today, hey, now maybe the Democrats will join us in an open and honest dialogue, which they haven't been able to do on Capitol Hill for the reasons you just cited. And let's decide where we want this. And let's do it in the accountable body, the Congress, the one people vote for. And I think Marsha Blackburn is absolutely right on that. Although I hope they end up right where they are now, that Congress looks at all of this and decides, you know, we don't want more regulation on the Internet. That has never worked. More regulation from government has never expanded opportunity, freedom, or productivity in the marketplace. There's no reason to expect it to happen on the Internet.
Ken, last question on a slightly different topic, but it goes along with your work with FreedomWorks. President Trump holding a big event at the White House today talking about the number of federal regulations he's been able to delay or cancel. The original goal was killing two for every one new one, and apparently the ratio has come out far higher than that, far more killed or delayed than added. What's your appraisal of his work on regulations this year?
Yeah, as they count them, it's 22-1 for deregulating versus regulating, and that's excellent. We'd love to see that ratio continue. I was actually at the White House with Administrator Scott Pruitt today talking specifically about the EPA's track record and also about things they need to do better or differently. And to Scott Pruitt's credit, he's very focused on the rule of law, and he wants the process to be fair, open, and consistent with congressional intent, unlike the last administration, where they just used the EPA to achieve whatever it is they wanted to achieve, the famous pen and phone of the president, right? That's gone another direction, not just at EPA, but also across the administration, as the president was touting today. I would note one thing. You know, they said that their positive annual impact was about, I'll round off, about $600 million. And that's a big number to you and me. But in the scope of regulation, it's really kind of a drop in the bucket. The big news about it is that it was smaller, meaning they shrunk the regulatory burden on America by about $600 million a year. But really, I'd like to see that more on the order of $6 billion a year or $60 billion a year, because the burdens are so high. They're measured in trillions of dollars for regulatory impact on our economy, and they're squashing opportunity. And it's one thing to protect people where they absolutely need to be protected. It's quite another to tell the economy and to tell people who own businesses how they have to operate. And that's really where we've gotten to. And I'd like to see the pace of the deregulation pick up, and in fact, that's part of what the president said today, is that we're going to do even more in 2018, and by golly, that will be good for America.
Well, we'll keep watching. I know you'll be on top of it. Ken, thanks very much for your time, and Merry Christmas.
You too, Greg. Merry Christmas.
Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General, now Director of the Regulatory Action Center at FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.